Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Monday. I pray that you are well and in beautiful health and spirits this morning. I pray that you are loved and feeling all that love is. This morning, I'm going to be reading from Psalms 118, verses 22 through 29. The stone that the builders rejected has now become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing, and it is wonderful to see. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Please, Lord, please save us. Please, Lord, please give us success. Bless the one who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord is God, shining upon us. Take the sacrifice and bind it with cords on the altar. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Amen, amen, amen. Again, that is coming from 22-29. I'm always saying this is the day the Lord has made, and we hear that a lot. That is actually one of my favorite scriptures. But if you go into and look at the fullness of the scripture, you'll see the beginning from what we started at 22, where it says, the stone that the builders rejected, God will lift it up. So this morning, I just want to encourage you this beautiful Monday, this beautiful week that we're getting ready to go into, this last day of August, that you would know who you are in God, that you would know that despite what your past looked like, despite who rejected you, despite what it was that you come from or that you're holding on to, that stone was rejected. God has you. He's ready to show you who you are. God will take that same thing that others have thrown at you or have not given you your due just. God will turn it around and will bless you. He will bless you. He will bless you. So in the midst of whatever it is, not just the bad, but the good, all of it, every ounce, every trinkle, every hair strand of circumstance in your life, give God the ultimate praise. Give him his due. Allow your life to be an example of this scripture. Exalt him. Lift him up. Be rejoiceful. Be glad. Know that your help comes from the Lord. Know that he will save you. Know that he will bless you. Know that he will make you successful. But you have to do your part. And your part is rejoicing, praising, worshiping, being all that you're called can't get positive with negative thinking. All we're going to get continually is those things that we think about, those things that we're not believing for, those things that we say won't happen. That's what we'll receive. But until we say, God, we trust you, we believe in you, we rejoice with you this morning, we rejoice with you today, we rejoice with you in this moment of trial, this moment of whatever we're going through, we rejoice and we exalt your name, then you'll be able to truly feel the fullness of joy. You will be able to truly feel who God is in your life and what God has for you. You'll be able to experience that and feel that and truly, truly, truly know what the peace that surpasses all understanding is, because that's who God is for you. That's who God's love is for you. That's what God wants for you. So walk in it today. Be it today. Rejoice and know that God is for you. Nothing can come against you. Nothing. No weapon formed against you shall prosper because who God is in your life. Father God, I thank you for waking us up this morning. I thank you for your love, God. I thank you for your strength, your mercy. This morning I pray over the children, Lord God, that are going to school, Lord God, whether it's preschool kids, elementary, high school, college kids. I pray over their lives today, Lord God, that their mind will be at peace, where they can focus and study so they can move forward to the next level in their lives, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that no harm touches them, Lord God, that evil is shielded from them, Lord God, that they can go to school, Lord God, and return home in full peace, and all thanks that you have for their lives, Lord God, is manifested, Lord God. Lord God, I pray for those who are mourning the loss of their children, our child this morning, Lord God, and strengthen them, Lord God. I pray that they would have the strength to just continue to walk and let their life be an example to others, Lord God. I pray that someone will come into their lives to love on them. I pray that they would have the open heart and the open mind and the open arms to love on another child, Lord God, that this child, knowing that this child can't fulfill the child that they lost, Lord God, but the spirit of the love they have for their child can carry on to another, Lord God, who's looking for love, who's needing them right now, Lord God, where they can strengthen each other, Lord God. Lord God, I pray for those who are seeking a financial blessing this morning, Lord God. I pray that you would just speak to their hearts, Lord God, and let them know, Lord God, that help on the way. And in the midst of their waiting and pleading and standing and waiting and knowing that you are able, that someone is being stirred up, Lord God, to be a blessing for them, Lord God. Whether it be an open opportunity, Lord God, whether it be a financial blessing, Lord God, whether it be a message or a something that they can give to them to send them somewhere else to go and get it, Lord God. I pray that you were speaking to the hearts of them today, Lord God. Lord God, I pray for those who are going to the doctor, Lord God, for results or answers or healing, Lord God, that you would speak to their heart and let them know that they are already healed, Lord God, in the midst of their waiting for results, in the midst of waiting for the pain to go away. I pray that you would speak to them, Lord God, and let them know that they are healed, where they can speak and declare healing in their lives, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, for sound minds today, to every voice that is in tune to this prayer, every voice, Lord God, that is sharing this message, every voice that is crying out for you, Lord God, that they will feel your healing of their mind, Lord God, so they can walk in truth and clarity and peace like never before. Lord God, I thank you for who you are today. I thank you for your love. I give you all the glory and the honor in Jesus' name, Lord God. I stand on freedom. I stand on peace. I stand on who you are, the great I am. Lord, I thank you for all that you're doing and all that you've done in our lives. It is in Jesus' name we humbly pray. Amen, amen, amen. Love, have an amazing day. Go out, be great, be loved, be all that you can be in God's sight. Know who you are in God and just be that. Be that, be that, be that, be that. Rejoice and be glad. I love you. Have an amazing Monday. We're going to have a great week. I feel it in my bones. Okay, bye.